Diane. Hi there. It's 2:06. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Diane Ducey.
You know, big news this week is about Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the International Monetary Fund chief and would-be president of France. He's now sitting in jail accused of trying to rape a hotel maid. Now, how can a man who has it all even be in this situation? Now, he's accused, innocent until proven guilty. But, you know, I think we've seen this time and time again where people who have this amazing success seem to throw it all away. And why is that? So we thought we'd get an expert on the phone to tell us about this. Greg Salcicioli is with us. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Mary Lynn. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining Diane and me today. We appreciate it.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
And Greg is the co-founder of Ministry Coaching International. Greg's an author, speaker, coach, and consultant, and his new book is called The Enemies of Excellence, 7 Reasons Why We Sabotage Success. So you are the perfect guy for us to be talking to right now.
You know, it's, Mary Lynn, it's so sad to see prominent leaders like this sabotage their own life as well as really sabotage the life of this poor maid. You know, you can imagine the trauma that this poor gal went through.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to happen. But it is sad to see this, even as we saw the news come out of California today, you know, from the governor as well in his own life. Here you have these people who, like you said, have it all, and they're sabotaging, they're undermining, they're destroying their own lives.
Does it seem like the more you have, it's like a game? Look at Tiger Woods. I mean,
yeah,
on top of the world, and then just finally it all caught up to him.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it seem like the more you have, the more you're willing to throw it away?
I don't think that's the whole story. You know, behind every failure, there's a backstory. And I think we need to look at the backstory, which I've tried to bring out in this book with real stories, real leaders that I've worked with in the last 12 years of coaching. You know, the greater influence you have, the greater danger there is with that influence.
Okay.
You know, leadership has a great power to it. And if you don't respect that power, if you don't yield it or control it properly, you can be overwhelmed by it. In fact, you can be taken over by it. And success is dangerous, honestly. And that's the point that I try to make, is that we have well-intentioned people that end up destroying their own lives. Well, they started out well-intentioned. Many of them started out well-intentioned. And in fact, their gifts and abilities actually became a weapon later that actually harmed more people than it has done good.
Well, you know what? I think we're all striving towards success in our lives. And so I think, could you run down these 7 enemies of success? Because I think obviously we could all learn something from this and make sure that we're watching out and not sabotaging our own success. So what are the 7 enemies?
Well, if you look at them, enemy number one is always egotism. The higher a person's ego is, the less unchecked an ego is, the more dangerous or unstable that particular person is.
Okay.
When they think that they know best, look out. Look out for them. Look out for their colleagues. Look out for the people who work with them. Look out for their families.
Okay.
That usually drops them into the second enemy, which is life mismanagement. People who have a high ego are usually so much out there that they don't manage their life very well. They don't stop. They don't work on their character. They don't work on their relationships. And they have life mismanagement issues that begin to lead to bad habits. Enemy number three drops them into indulgence. Many times they begin to experiment with things that they should not. If they were managing their life better, if they allowed people to speak into their life, they would not drop into these indulgent behaviors, addictions that can literally begin to own them. Many people who have indulgence problems think that they own the problem. Mm-hmm. No, it owns them.
Well, I was going to say, because Charlie Sheen says he's winning.
Well, it's sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so sad to see people become tragic heroes and just, you know, destroy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That brings to enemy number 5, which is broken relationships, and he's experienced plenty of that as well as many of these other leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that this happens, the more the enemy number 6 begins to own them, they become isolated. And once a person is isolated, they become insulated from help. And it really then leads them to the 7th, which is self-sabotage. And that's why we say what we're saying today. Why do we see these successful people, intelligent people, sabotage our own lives? Well, there's a backstory. That's what I've tried to point out in the book. There's a backstory, and here's the process I've seen, because I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of high-profile leaders and a lot of great leaders over the years, and this is the process I've seen people get caught into. You can correct it, but please try to correct it in enemies 1, 2, and 3, because once you pass 3 and move into indulgence, broken relationships, and isolation, you're probably going to act out the seventh one, which is self-sabotage.
Okay. So but you want to try and do this process that you're talking about when you are 1, 2, and 3, which is egotism, life mismanagement, and bad habits.
Yeah, please begin to turn it around there.
Okay.
So that you don't move into stages 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Okay. So why don't we take a quick break, and then you tell us this this process to make sure that we don't end up in enemies 4, 5, and 6, and 7. Sound good?
Exactly.
All right.
Yes. I would love to.
Hang tight. We are talking with Greg Salcicholi, and you can find him online. It's what is your website again?
It's CoachGreg.com.
CoachGreg.com. More with Greg next at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. We believe that talk radio means you get to talk, too, with people you know from right here. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 2:14. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And we've got a guest on the phone with us, author, speaker, coach, consultant. His new book is called The Enemies of Excellence, Seven Reasons Why We Sabotage Success. And Greg Salcicholi. I knew I'd mess it up one time, Greg, but...
that's fine,
really. CoachGreg.com. And Greg, you were saying that you were telling me off airs as we were kind of chatting on the phone that you wrote this book, The Seven Enemies of Excellence, for a reason, because you've just seen so many successful people crash and burn.
Yeah, I have, Diana and Marilyn. I think in my own mind, my own experience, just got tired of seeing so many good people, you know, just set fire to their lives. And yet it's so avoidable. I mean, that's the issue, is that there are so many good things you can do that are very simple, very easy, that you can build protective factors in your life so that you don't walk down this path that so many people have walked down. And so, you know, I think that's why I was so motivated to write this. It's taken me about 3 years in this project. There's a lot of research and, you know, a lot of experience in it. But here it is, and I kept it short, only 100 pages, so somebody can sit down and read it in really one setting and begin to identify those enemies and then look at how they can dismantle them quickly so that they're not, they lower the risk that's in their life.
And this is such a timely topic. I know a lot of us are, as we're watching what's happening with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, you know, this IMF, you know, chief who's living in a 3,000 per night Manhattan hotel and flying first class. And, you know, everybody loves him. And now he's sitting in jail and you're scratching your head saying, what would he be trying to mess around with a maid for? And you know, but he's not the, and he's presumed innocent until proven guilty. But I mean, Elliot Spitzer, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Now Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, we see it played out time and time again. And it's hard to figure out how some folks can have it all and then just kind of throw it away. So real quick, before we get to your process, you know, this little protective shield that we can set up so that we make sure we don't sabotage our own success. Can we go through those seven enemies of success one more time for those just tuning in?
Enemy number one is egotism. That's the key that unlocks the door to this destructive process. That leads us to enemy number two, which is life mismanagement. That usually leads us to bad habits, which is three. Then we begin to experiment, which is indulgence, and we begin to develop an expression of bad habits that really begins to own us rather than we own it. That will also lead us to, unfortunately, enemy number five, which is broken relationships, which now isolates us in enemy number six. And then we end up acting out against all sound judgment, which is self-sabotage number seven.
Okay.
That's when we see it more. See, we in the public see number seven, but the backstory is the other six that were at play in someone's life. And they came on slowly, some come on more rapidly. But that's the backstory that I've seen happens in the leader's life.
Okay. And you want to protect yourself in the, you know, if you see one, two, or three coming up, enemies one, two, or three, this is where you really want to rein this whole thing in. So what is it that we should do to make sure that we don't end up in four, five, six, and seven?
There's been one critical factor that I've seen a difference between, you know, average leaders and very those who are susceptible to these and very successful leaders. The one thing that I've seen is that they have a core group, as I call it, of 3 to 5 members. It could be 6 or 7, but these are people that they've drawn and brought into their life. It's a core group that stands with them in life. One may be a financial advisor. One may be a personal coach. One may be, you know, a real mentor. And they invite these experts, trusted advisors in their life, and they make their life disclosed to them. They practice self-disclosure. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I won't get my head too large. You know, I won't have an ego problem that's unchecked.
Okay.
Because I'll be disclosing myself to this trusted group of advisors. And by the way, you've got to choose them carefully. You can't entrust, you know, the private areas of your life to just anyone, mm-hmm. because that also can have adverse effects.
Well, you can't have people who are always saying yes and oh, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen. That's mm-hmm. his trusted core group are a bunch of people who are just trying to make money off of him.
Yep, freeloaders.
Yep, and that's exactly how so many people like that have fallen. They, you know, people are on their payroll basically, or are making a payroll off of their influence.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to choose people who don't need you.
Okay.
You've got to choose people who are going to be able to help you have what Scripture even talks about, a sober judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you sober? Or are you intoxicated on yourself? You know, so many people get a little too intoxicated on their own talents and abilities. I'm like, listen.
It ain't all that.
Yeah.
You're just not all that. And if we can have that, that's the one factor I've seen that has really made the biggest difference.
Hmm. Okay. Anything else, or is that just the main thing? Make sure you've got that good, solid core group of people.
There is one other factor.
Okay.
That people had a purpose higher than themselves.
Okay. And that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. If I'm just making money so I can have all these wonderful places to go on vacations, and if it's just about me, it's going to end up just about me.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a purpose higher to help others or enrich others or to build a hospital or to build a university, look at the most wonderful things we have on our earth today are because someone was not just an egotist but was an altruist.
Mm.
They determined to have a purpose higher than themselves. That was the second factor that helped leaders really navigate, or people of high influence. And by the way, we're all people of high influence. If you're a mother in a home today.
Yep.
You're a person of very high influence.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the docks today, or if you're in a classroom today, or if you're in a medical profession, you know, we all are called to a certain calling. And if you have a purpose higher than yourself, that was the other factor that I saw help people not end up down this road.
Okay. Wow. Well, this is good, sound advice,
mm-hmm.
and just fascinating, Greg. What a pleasure it has been to meet you and to get to talk with you. Again, this is Greg Salcicioli. The name of his book is The Enemies of Excellence, 7 Reasons Why We Sabotage Success. And your website, Greg, is coachgreg.com.
Yes.
And is that where folks can get the book, too?
They can. It's on Amazon as well. Amazon, you know, is a great place to get it. They can come to coachgreg.com and get it as well. And but, yeah, it's available also in local bookstores.
So all right. There. Well, I hope you don't mind us giving you a call again sometime for some more coaching.
Yeah. Wonder if you could meet Dominique Strauss-Kahn in the pokey there and give him some of his advice.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to tell both of you, Diana and Marilyn, I have a heart for people like that. Because I've walked through a lot of leaders, high-profile leaders. I won't share their name, but I really care for them. I want to assist them in that. And, you know, if I ever had an opportunity to help them, I would love to. But it's not easy.
Well, and that's and I was going to ask you that because, I mean, look, people hit that self-sabotage sabotage stage. Now, you can either stay down there, or you can start working your way back up to the top. And we've seen people who actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a long road because most people who are in that, if they get to that full-blown stage, it's mm-hmm. usually a year or longer just to help them recognize what they've done.
Mm.
Recognition, even for them, because you have to understand, they've had to sear and turn off a bunch of conscious thoughts to get to that point. If you look at a Bernie Madoff, which is in the book, you mm-hmm. know, someone that gets to that point to do that high of a crime has had to turn off a lot of conscious character warnings, that the alarms that went off. They've had to dismantle those.
Mm-hmm.
So to help them get reconnected to those over time is going to take quite a bit of work.
Hmm. Yeah, and those folks also have to just understand that even if you do change and become a different person, there's some people who will just never, ever forgive you.
That's
and
right.
Never see you as anything but scum of the earth.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
There's one last thing that do we have just a second?
Mm-hmm.
I want to help people to understand this. When you fall like this, most likely you will never return back to the place of influence that you had at the point that you fell.
Right.
There is a price to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes the book all that much more valuable. Please, and I'm not saying for a book sale, I'm saying for your own life, please
mm-hmm.
begin to look at and examine your own life and use this as a way to do some self-examination and to build some protective factors in so that you do not, you know, waste your talents and abilities, because we need you to be successful.
Right.
Marilyn, we want people to be successful. We need them to be our next brightest doctors, our next brightest educators, our next mm-hmm. brightest people. We don't want them to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another passion I have, is to help people not walk on that path.
Well, and then plus you can just keep working on that purpose that's higher than yourself instead of having to work on yourself.
Right.
If you can, so if you stay on track. All
exactly.
right. Well, again, Greg, thank you so much. CoachGreg.com. And again, the book, The Enemies of Excellence, 7 Reasons Why We Sabotage Success. And we'll reach out to you again, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time today. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Have a good one.